Horror Booklist recommends it's October, and that means it is time for Heidi's Horror Picks. Heidi is the library's very own horror enthusiast and has been an avid horror fan for over 40 years. Check out some of her recommendations below. The Final Girl Support Group by Grady Hendrix. In horror movies, the final girls are the ones left standing when the credits roll. They made it through the worst night of their lives. But what happens after? Like his best-selling novel The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires, Grady Hendrix's latest is a fast-paced, frightening, and wickedly humorous thriller. From chainsaws to summer camp slayers, Lynette Tarkington is a real-life final girl who survived a massacre. For more than a decade, she's been meeting with five other final girls and their therapist in a support group for those who survived the unthinkable, working to put their lives back together. Then one woman misses a meeting, and their worst fears are realized. Someone knows about the group and is determined to rip their lives apart again, piece by piece. But the thing about final girls is that no matter how bad the odds, how dark the night, how sharp the knife, they will never, ever give up. A House at the Bottom of a Lake by Josh Malerman. The story begins. Young lovers, anxious to connect, agree to a first date, thinking outside of the box. At 17 years old, James and Amelia can feel the rest of their lives beginning. They have got this summer and this summer alone to experience the extraordinary. But they didn't expect to find it in a house at the bottom of a lake. The house is cold and dark, but it's also their own. Caution be damned, until being carefree becomes dangerous. For the teens must decide, swim deeper into the house, all the while falling deeper in love? Whatever they do, they will never be able to turn their backs on what they discovered together. And what they learned. Just because a house is empty, doesn't mean nobody's home. Getaway by Zoe Stage. It was supposed to be the perfect week away. Imogen and Beck, two sisters who couldn't be more different, have been friends with Tilda since high school. Once inseparable, over two decades the women have grown apart. But after Imogen survives a traumatic attack, Beck suggests they all reunite to hike deep into the Grand Canyon's backcountry. A week away, secluded in nature. Surely it's just what they need. But as the terrain grows tougher, tensions from their shared past bubble up. And when supplies begin to disappear, it becomes clear secrets aren't the only thing they're being stalked by. As friendship and survival collide with an unspeakable evil, Getaway becomes another riveting thriller from a growing master of suspense and a literary horror writer on the rise book page. The Children of Red Peak by Craig D. Louis. David Young, Deacon Price, and Beth Harris live with a dark secret. As children, they survived a religious group's horrific last days at the isolated mountain Red Peak. Years later, the trauma of what they experienced never feels far behind. When a fellow survivor commits suicide, they finally reunite and share their stories. Long repressed memories surface, defying understanding and belief. Why did their families go down such a dark road? What really happened on that final night? The answers lie buried at Red Peak. But truth has a price, and escaping a second time may demand the ultimate sacrifice. My Heart is a Chainsaw by Stephen Graham Jones. Jade Daniels is an angry, half-Indian outcast with an abusive father, an absent mother, and an entire town that wants nothing to do with her. She lives in her own world, a world in which protection comes from an unusual source, horror movies. Especially the ones where a masked killer seeks revenge on a world that wronged them. And Jade narrates the quirky history of Prufrock as if it is one of those movies. But when blood actually starts to spill into the waters of Indian Lake, she pulls us into her dizzying, encyclopedic mind of blood and masked murderers, and predicts exactly how the plot will unfold. Yet, even as Jade drags us into her dark fever dream, a surprising and intimate portrait emerges. A portrait of the scared and traumatized little girl beneath the Jason Voorhees mask. Angry, yes, but also a girl who easily cries, fiercely loves, and desperately wants a home. A girl whose feelings are too big for her body. My Heart is a Chainsaw is her story, her homage to horror and revenge and triumph.